with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Trump administration trying to get to the bottom of the Russia collusion hoax, and some high-ranking Obama administration officials, including the former president himself, are the target of some serious allegations.
Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard Wednesday released a previously classified House report, her second such disclosure after accusing the intelligence community of a, quote, treasonous conspiracy in its review of foreign influence in the 2016 election.
President Obama directed an intelligence community assessment to be created to further this contrived false narrative.
The report, a 2020 product from the House Intelligence Committee, casts doubt on Russian President Vladimir Putin's interest in the 2016 election and his desire to aid President Trump in the contest. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Former President Obama's office calls the allegations against Mr. Obama bizarre, ridiculous, distraction. A recent appeals court ruling opens the door to private contractors overseeing federal illegal immigration detention centers.
Judges issued a 2-1 ruling to overturn the New Jersey ban, which means CoreCivic can continue operating the state's Elizabeth Detention Center. CoreCivic is facing a similar battle in Kansas after the company was blocked from housing illegal immigrants in ICE custody. The ruling comes as the Trump administration seeks to crack down on illegal immigration, and some have suggested privatizing federal immigration detentions will help increase the speed of removals. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Norfolk Southern and Union Pacific confirm they're talking about merging. It would create a huge railroad linking the East and the West Coast. But the question is, would federal regulators approve of the merger? Shares of United Health Group have slipped after the healthcare giant confirmed it is the subject of a Justice Department investigation. On Wall Street, the Dow down 150 points, NASDAQ up 34. This is SRN News. A word of warning from the Queen's chaplain.
Pastor Gavin Ashenden served Queen Elizabeth II from 2008 to 2017, and he says the Church of England is dying. Ashenden says the denomination is full of apostasy, and as a result, its membership is shrinking and aging. He resigned his position in 2017 in protest of church leaders celebrating the Feast of Epiphany with the reading of passages from the Koran. The Church of England is already facing a potential split over homosexuality. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With the 2028 Los Angeles Games not far off, the U.S. Olympic Committee has decided to bar men from competing in women's sports. The committee is citing an executive order from President Trump, which threatens to cut funding for organizations allowing males to play against females. The policy is listed under the USOC Athlete Safety Policy, and it follows similar moves by the NCAA earlier this year. This is SRN News. It's been a bumpy ride lately for electric vehicle maker Tesla.
Sales and profits dropped sharply again in the latest quarter for the third quarter in a row. The car company has faced boycotts for months. Revenue dropped 12% and profits slumped 16% as buyers continued to stay away. Quarterly profits at the electric vehicle battery and robotics company fell to $1.17 billion. That's down from $1.4 billion. Revenue fell from $25.5 billion to $22.5 billion, but slightly above Wall Street's forecast. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Three Lorain, Ohio police officers have been shot. They were ambushed by a heavily armed gunman who later died in a shootout with police. Two of the officers are hospitalized in serious condition, while the third suffers non-life-threatening injuries. More details, SRNNews.com.